who's the man that Charlotte married for a bit?
This is the opposite of content our audience wants. You know what? It's the opposite of content, period.
When you drink, does the water go over or under your tongue?
Under the tongue.
Under the tongue. No, it doesn't go under my tongue, but I pull my tongue back out of the way a little bit.
Wait, are you serious? It goes under both of your tongues?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's so not fucked both up. Of our tongues.
All right, let's do it. I'm going to take a picture for the podcast artwork.
Okay, we got a straw.
Jeff?
I need some water. I don't know.
Do you have some? Do you have a drink up here?
No.
There's a glass of water.
I didn't bring it.
Well, this is even better then. You have to try to imagine.
Okay. I think it goes over.
Yeah.
You guys both say under. I'm not.
No, mine definitely goes over, and they're the weird ones for sure. Maybe it's men versus women.
No, remember because Vanessa said it goes over.
All right. Maybe Vanessa's a man.
Hold on, I'm gonna try this. 100% over the tongue.
Yeah.
The fuck is wrong with you?
When I try to drink,
who so taught you how to do
over
this?
Over my tongue, I feel like it's going to spill out of my mouth, and I only do that when I'm trying to drink a pill.
Yeah, so when we were talking about this before, I tried to make it go under my tongue, and it just went out the sides of my mouth. Like, I don't understand how.
No, don't lift your tongue up and pour under it. You pull your tongue back a bit.
My tongue is still on the bottom of, like, on the floor of my mouth.
Though. No, I put my tongue on the, like the roof, up on the roof of my mouth.
The roof of the back of your mouth.
Yeah.
But then how do you swallow it? Like, the first step back, of like, swallowing
it comes
is
down and then, like, up around the sides and down. Because if it goes over your tongue, then you're just going to, like,
you know what? Choke. I've also been accused of chewing my drinks. Like, making a chewing motion while I drink.
Well, that's
so I don't, maybe, okay, I was about to surmise that maybe it was related to, but never mind. Redacted. Sorry.
So I form like a channel, and the liquid goes down the channel into my throat.
Like you curl your tongue?
Like sort of, not like fully, but like it's a little bit curled. I really wish the audience could see the faces that everybody in this room is making right now, trying to imagine. I'm sure some of the listeners are doing it too, but trying to imagine how they drink. You want a cup of water?
Yeah. Could you pass me the?
Okay.
Like, do you place the cup on her tongue?
No, it's not. No. I don't place the cup on my tongue.
If you could be a member of any TV sitcom family, which would it be?
I choose, I've been rewatching That 70s Show on Netflix, and I want Red and Kitty to be my parents.
Yep.
So I think I might choose them.
Why, dude? Red's such a hard ass.
Yeah, but he's got a heart of gold.
He is a racist.
He is. He's absolutely a racist, yes. But that's everyone was in the 70s, right? That was when the tide started turning on racism.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sure.
What TV sitcom families would you choose?
I remember being asked this question by my parents when I was a kid, and I said The Simpsons.
Why were your parents asking you that question?
I don't know. I remember we were camping.
Ah.
It was like we were basically doing the same thing at a campfire.
Yeah.
And my reasoning was that I could take full advantage of Homer's stupidity.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, you know, say what you want about it. The Simpsons, for some people, is The Simpsons was so bad, but they love each other very much.
You sound like,
I know,
he's
Homer.
A Simpson, right?
Homer gets such a Homer gets such a bad rap, but if you like look at it on paper, he is a very good provider, has an extremely well-paying and steady job.
And one of the people, you know, who didn't let their children watch The Simpsons, my aunt, you know, was a rather God-fearing woman. And again, like, they go to church every Sunday.
The Simpsons do, yeah.
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 Except for that one Sunday, but then Homer's house was lit on fire, so.
Were all of you allowed to watch The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. Not all the time. Sometimes if I didn't cooperate with my brother and play Magic the Gathering with him, he would not turn the TV on for me.
You guys had friends, though, that weren't allowed to watch The Simpsons, right?
Yeah, a couple of them.
I don't understand, like, why The Simpsons was ever considered that bad. Like, what was...
I know, it's super wholesome by today's standards.
Yeah, extremely. And even back then, though, like, what were they doing that was so inappropriate? Like, Bart was a little bit of a miscreant, I guess.
Eat my short!
Yeah. Okay, sitcom family.
I changed mine to The Jetsons.
I was going to choose Jetsons. The Jetsons. You just stole that right from... He was looking at me. I was ready to answer.
Just to live in the Jetsons world?
Yeah.
Doesn't have anything to do with them as a family.
They were a nice family.
You don't like George?
They seem like they're fine.
Yeah.
He seemed pretty checked out.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think George Jetson was a great father.
He just gave his family money at the beginning of every episode. Yeah. And was like, fuck off.
Like, amazing. Literally. That's why Naomi wants it.
He's probably fucking that robot maid.
Rosie. Rosie the robot.
Right.
Yogi Bear and Boo Boo, he's have a pretty good relationship.
You want to be a forest bear?
Is that a family?
Yeah.
Whoa. So rude. Yes, it's a family.
Or, why are we stuck on cartoons?
I thought they were friends.
Yeah, for a second I thought...
Yogi and Boo Boo?
Boo's his son. No. Is he not?
I thought they were just bros.
I thought they were brothers.
I thought they were ambiguously gay lovers.
I think they were Bert and Ernie of the bear world.
Wow.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Common Cold.
Hey, Jeff. Guess what happened?
What?
Someone called the hotline.
Oh, no. What? A real person?
Well, it's a real person. You ready?
I'm ready. I'm excited. I'm more than ready. Born ready.
Could you please call me back? I have a booklet that I got from you, and I want to return it, and I want to talk to somebody that could give me some ideas. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
Should we call Ida back?
Absolutely, we should. Can we call her on the air?
No, that's horrible.
I want to know what book she got from us.
Yeah, I feel bad. She clearly tried to dial a library or whatever, bookstore.
And... She said booklet. I thought that maybe someone dropped a pamphlet in her mailbox or something like that.
Jehovah's Witness.
Did they steal our phone number?
No, it's a wrong number.
Are we about to get a lot more calls?
I hope so.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. Anyways, if you want to call us at 1-888-BARK-56.
And if you want to return a book that you got from us, perfect. The number for that is the same.
The number without letters is 1-888-822-7556. Call us and leave a message. What is something you wish was illegal? I can get us started with one of the top Reddit comments if we want.
Yeah, hit it.
Junk mail.
Junk mail? Are you kidding? I love junk mail.
What?
No, junk mail's terrible.
You love paper junk mail, Naomi?
I love junk mail.
Why?
You're insane.
I got McDonald's coupons last week.
That's not junk mail.
That's junk mail.
That is junk mail.
That's treasure mail.
I love the IKEA catalog.
You have to order the IKEA catalog.
Okay, that's true. It's not junk mail. But I love those things. I like getting a free calendar from my local real estate agent. Fridge magnets.
Wow. You really do love junk mail. I thought you were just doing a bit, but you do love it.
Junk mail's great. You know why? Because it's been a switch. Like, back in the day, you'd get all your junk mail, and you'd be like, oh, mail, I get so much mail, like, whatever. But, like, email was really exciting, and now I get 700 emails every day from, like, every retailer, but I get a nice, sweet McDonald's coupon, and I'm like, oh, sweet.
Okay, so we've determined that we like junk mail.
But
Naomi loves junk mail. But that is not the question. The question is, what should be illegal? Does anybody have something?
How about packaging fruit in like an extra
stuff
thing?
Yes. Yeah. I saw plastic wrapped bananas the other day.
So stupid. Hey, you know what else I saw in bananas? A cat sticker advertising that movie.
Captain Marvel.
Yes. So banana advertising stickers have been around for a a long time.
Yeah, I know. And it's like the most genius form of advertising.
Yeah,
I did not know this was a thing.
Yeah, and but for some reason, it's not other fruits. No, like, they don't do it on apples. They don't do it on anything else that has a sticker. But it's been on bananas forever. I remember Phantom Menace banana stickers. Yeah. So that's like 98 or something.
Probably because you would never use a banana peel for anything.
True.
All the other, maybe a melon skin.
But there are stickers on apples.
Yeah.
I know, but it's just a tiny little sticker.
Aren't they like the same sticker?
No.
An apple sticker and a banana sticker? They're like the same size.
No, but the advertising sticker is bigger, isn't it not?
Yeah. Not really. It's not much bigger. It's a little bigger.
Bit, but like not any more obtrusive than taking the SKU sticker off.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, so the first time I saw a banana sticker, a banana advertising sticker, later that same day, my friend launched his Kickstarter for a banana phone, like a banana cell phone. And I was like, am I getting trolled right now about like banana content? And then I turned on my Instagram and some girl was like pretending to be on a phone on a real banana.
Yeah.
Like, what's happening?
Remember BananaNet?
No. What's BananaNet?
Sounds familiar.
It was our idea to make a fake guest Wi-Fi in our apartment called BananaNet.
Right.
And when people logged on, all their content was just bananas.
Yes. We would use the router to replace all the images that were loaded with pictures of bananas.
I think that's amazing.
Yeah. We should do it.
I don't know why we didn't.
We should sell it as like a hardware device. Yeah. Like put it in your house. It would be shaped like a banana.
Yeah.
yeah, that was based off of some troll's idea where people kept stealing his Wi-Fi, so he started messing with them. And the first thing he did was flip all the images that they loaded upside down. Yeah,
the upside down internet.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Classic.
Does anybody else have a thing that should be illegal? How about
peeing in the pool at the gym?
Did you guys ever, were you ever told the myth that there's like a dye in the pool that will reveal you if you pee?
Yeah.
That was a myth?
Yeah, that's not real.
We don't have the technology?
I don't think we do, no.
Damn.
I mean, we probably have the technology.
Good to know that it's Jeff doesn't pee in pools.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's going to start now that he knows the dye isn't real.
Man, I've been living like a sucker.
How about in the same vein as the mail, like telemarketing calls?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I could give up on
that. But the thing is, like, they already are, and it doesn't stop anybody.
Borderline illegal already.
Yeah. They recently banned door-to-door sales in Toronto.
Right, yeah. Hmm. Heard that.
So, do you guys agree with that one?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yep.
Every morning, there is a not salesman, a religious... What are they?
He's a Jehovah's Witness, right?
He's a Jehovah's Witness. He comes every single morning to our neighbor's house.
Knocks on the fucking door.
Knocks on the door.
To your neighbor's house, but not yours?
No.
Because you have a no soliciting sign or because he...
No, so
the neighbor lets him in, probably.
No. Neighbor doesn't let him in. I think at one point the neighbor received some sort of literature and that was like a sign of interest and now they won't leave him alone because he asked me the same... Like, I've gone outside and been like, hey, what you doing? And they're like, oh, we're here to talk to your neighbor, blah, blah, blah. And I thought it was really sketchy. And then he was like, let me give you this pamphlet. And I was like,
yeah.
So.
What if you let the Jehovah's Witness in, but you had already earlier let a Mormon in, and you just left them in a room together?
That is like one of my fantasies, to have a door-to-door.
And then also an encyclopedia salesperson.
Yeah. Every salesperson, I just coordinate a dinner party for.
This sounds like you're rewarding them for their efforts, though. Like, this doesn't sound like a bad thing.
They'll think it's a reward at first.
Yeah, until they get into it. And the vacuum salesman gets in a fight with the Jehovah's Witness about which one's a deity. How about listening to music on your phone speaker in public?
Illegal.
What if you're
prison?
What if prison
or death, depending on the song.
It with someone else.
Well, you shouldn't be forcing it on other people.
Share it in your own damn home, you fucking animal.
Okay, how about beauty pageants for children?
Oh my god! Not illegal. Great content.
Yeah. Not illegal, but they must now be run by children too.
Walking slowly in a big group, six people wide on the sidewalk.
Again, so like fucking illegal. That. With tasers.
Yeah. So in
Ooh.
You got one?
Stopping at the top of an escalator.
Oh yeah. Or any
just dangerous, yeah, really.
Any stairs or hallway, oh, really. Yeah. Just stopping suddenly.
But escalators, you can't stop on you can stop on a stair. You're just like there's nothing I can do to
Yeah, stopping at doorways. Just walking wide in hallways with friends, all 10 years dungeon. 10 years dungeon!
Okay, so it's no longer illegal or not illegal. It's 10 years dungeon or not.
Correct.
Those bright-ass blue headlights.
No, yeah.
You need those.
Dungeon.
Dungeon?
Yeah.
Leaving your shopping cart right next to your car instead of walking it back to the corral.
That's handy if you then take that parking spot.
But what if you can't get in the parking spot? Because of the shopping cart.
Oh, right.
Okay. Left askew.
10 years dungeon.
Ten years dungeon.